My name is John Colony. I live in Sugar Hill. My speech is a bit shorter than I thought it would be. Larry Rappaport spoke about his house bills and so forth, removing part of what I was going to say. Another gentleman spoke of Hydro-Québec's potential for fixing prices, removing part of what I was going to say. Mr. Morton spoke about the ice storm and power outages in Montreal, removing part of what I was going to say. Mr. Savage dropped off the card I sent in opposing Northern Pass, removing part of what I was going to say. Not much left. The nature of capitalism is changing again. Privately held companies are flexing muscles in ways we haven't seen for literally 100 years. Often current laws are not sufficient to deal with the unregulated marketplace. Examples of this include Google, Facebook, SpaceX, and I forget the name, but it's a company that is trying to patent our genetic structure. Recent U.S. Supreme Court decisions encourage large corporations. Recent U.S. Supreme Court decisions encourage large corporations in their expansion of power and influence. Northern Pass is our local example of the new capitalism. There are two groups to talk to. Most people here tonight are talking to the DOE, but the state of New Hampshire is another group to talk to, and I will focus on that part. Brian Mills said in his speech, the state of New Hampshire controls the process, and that the state permits are required for projects within the state's jurisdiction. One of the things we must do is tell our state representatives at all levels what we want or don't want. 1 minute. Concord is waking up to this. Governor Hassan wrote an editorial, pursuing energy alternatives does not require accepting Northern Pass. Larry Rappaport is, among other things, a sponsor of Senate Bill 99, which would require independent review of projects. The bill requires the Office of Energy and Planning to contract with an outside vendor for a study of the Site Evaluation Committee and its processes. The bill requires the Site Evaluation Committee to adopt rules and so forth. The short form is contact your state representatives, mail them, visit them, email them. They are aware of what's going on. We are making progress. Let them know they have our support. Thank you.